North Carolina. Whenever you hear Petey Pablo, you know what time it is. Nicky Jabvala with The Athletic. What's up, Nick? How we doing?
What's going on? How are you?
You know, hanging out in the tent. Hanging out in the tent in Ashburn, so we're great.
It's like a sauna in here.
Yeah, I mean, you got the best seat for the record.
I don't mind this. This is pretty nice.
We are going to have to talk to you about holding that microphone a little. There we go. There we go. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about.
You're a writer, Nikki. The hell are you talking about?
I don't do that. What is that?
I used to be a writer.
But you're loud.
Let's talk real football before we get to contract football. Who's impressed you over 6 days of camp?
I'd say I like that 7-round running back, Jacory Kraskamerit.
Yeah,
I think
Bill.
He's impressive. Bill.
My man, Bill.
Yeah, he's got 3 names and goes by Bill.
Has anybody gotten that story yet? We're going to have.
Yeah,
is that a feature in The Athletic to come?
He said it a couple times on how he earned some nickname about earning money. I mean, yeah, it's out there. It's out there.
He's looked good.
He's looked really good. I think we've seen more from the receivers, mainly because Harry hasn't been out there. So you get to see a little bit more of who looks good.
And who doesn't.
And who does not. I think Noah Brown looks good. I think Jalen Lane looks good.
Real good.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Very good.
Fast and quick.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you could see, it's cool to watch Noah in camp because we haven't had a camp with him.
Yeah.
Like the level of physicality he plays with. I mean, he really, for a receiver to play like that, you see, like, all the pass interferences and stuff, that's not a fluke.
No. Like, he knows what he's doing. And he's underrated fast in my mind. Like he's got some quickness. I think Debo looks really good.
Yeah. Doesn't look like a receiver.
No.
Dude built like a running back.
He is built like a run. He is a rock.
Or even like a short linebacker.
He's built like no fat. We're not getting into that. No fat. Like he is built.
Yeah. That catch he made today is a
play. Oh my gosh, the
play
diving
of camp.
One. Yeah. Oh, I like the Jalen Lane one.
Yeah, but that wasn't
defenders.
A touchdown. That wasn't a catch.
Still, it was exciting, Jay.
You know,
it was exciting. It was exciting.
It got the.
It wasn't a touchdown.
Going.
I just didn't quite either.
I just talked to Sam Ristill, and he's like, "That was not a catch." So I had
of
that in my
he
head.
Would say that.
Yeah, because he didn't like it being caught on him still.
Right. Yeah. Of course he would say that.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of, I think Mikey has looked really good too.
I think offensively. Until you get an answer on Terry, there's a question.
Yep.
Defensively, they obviously made a big-time effort to rebuild this thing or overhaul it, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the early returns are pretty good.
Yeah. I think Marshawn Lattimore will always be the wild card. If he plays well, I think this defense has a real shot. If he struggles, I think they're in trouble.
Sure. What do you think of Amos?
I think he looks good. He doesn't look like a rookie.
Louisiana guy.
But
special.
I want to see what he looks like in joint practices, just going against somebody else. But he looked legit from day one, which sounds ridiculous, I know. But, like, he's a smart player. I think he could be good. I think he'll face the normal hiccups that a rookie faces, but I think he could be good.
When you look at the overall team and you look at last year at this point, what is your feel? How's your comparison to what they were then and what they are now?
I mean, they were a total mystery then. I mean, we had no idea Jaden would be Jaden then. So I felt like there was more hope going into this one and now going into that one. And now this season, like, the expectations are bigger.
Yeah,
I mean, you go to the NFC Championship game in year one, like, now you set the bar.
Yeah.
So I still think they're a bit of a mystery on the defensive side. I think they got some really interesting pieces. It's a matter of can they put it together. I mean, you got an edge rusher now. You got a good, you know, middle line there with Bobby and Luvu. You got some pieces on the back end, but can you limit those explosives? Can you not get yourself in trouble? Can the defense win some games if needed?
Or I look at them and I look at the – I know Jeff said it the other day. JP has said it. About how big the guys look now on the D-line.
Yeah.
And I believe if their strength matches their size,
yeah,
that's going to help them in the run game. Because last year, teams could run on them when they wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
In essence, they could do whatever they want. If they could run the ball on you, they could throw a pass whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
If they can limit the run this year, I think the defense takes a major step. May not even still be in the top 5, top 10, but they take a major step.
Oh, totally. I mean, their priority was to build the trenches this offseason, which should be every team's priority every offseason. But, yeah, they're huge up front. They're huge up front on the offensive line. Laramie Tunsil is one of the largest human beings I've ever seen in my life. His arm is like our heads combined. It's bizarre.
He's big.
Javon Kinlaw is enormous.
Big.
Von Miller's quads have their own zip code. It just doesn't it doesn't make sense. But I agree with you. Like, the run's got to be more of a priority on both sides.
Yeah.
You know?
We're talking with Nikki Jobvalla from The Athletic. You can give her a follow at Nikki Jobvalla, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. When we're in Ashburn, the Rude Guest Hotline is just the extra mic that has the Channel 4 mic flag on.
Yeah.
You've known Von a long time from your days in Denver. Tell fans who Washington's getting.
I mean, he's a freak athlete. He's older now, obviously, but he's got the quickest first step I've ever seen of any pass rusher. And his bend, I mean, I remember them bringing in DeMarcus Ware after DeMarcus retired and having him as sort of a pass rush specialist, what Kerrigan essentially was in his first year. And Kerrigan's turning into quite a good coach. But DeMarcus was trying to teach these younger guys how to do some things. And he would have Vaughn, like, be the example. Only nobody can do what Von does. His bend, he can get almost horizontal with the grass. It's ridiculous. Like, physically, he can do things that nobody else can. And he still has a lot of that. You still see that first step off the line. And he's smart, too. I mean, he knows how to pick up on tendencies. He knows he's got an arsenal of moves. You know, he's not just, I'm going to speed past you and go under you. Like, he's got an arsenal, and he knows when to use them. He knows how to set up rushes.
Yeah, that's what he said about when they were limiting his play in wherever he was last
Buffalo.
Year.
Yeah.
That he's like, man, I didn't get a chance to set people up
because
I'm being just for third down. He want to set you up as the game goes on.
That's smart. That's interesting.
He knows how to work the game. Like, he's a very smart rusher on top of being, you know, an athletic marvel, really.
How big do you think that'll be for these guys? Like, coaching is great, but when a coach can be humble or a coach can be doesn't fear stuff, most coaches don't back away and let the veteran player teach.
Right.
This coaching staff will.
Right.
How big would that be for these young guys that get to watch him work every day?
I mean, you think about the guys they can learn from now. It's Bobby. It's Vaughn. It's Zach Ertz. Like, I mean, why wouldn't you want to learn from those guys?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I were a young guy, I'd be pumped to come to this team. Yeah, you got some stars in front of you, but, like, think about what you could learn from them. Like,
what do you think it says that Vaughn in that opening presser said, you don't leave Josh Allen to go just anywhere?
Yeah, I think he said that line, like, 20 times. Only Vaughn can make a joke about Josh Allen as, you know, an analogy to an ex-girlfriend or something. But he's right. Like, he's everywhere he's gone, he's been on contenders. I mean, when he left Denver, that was by trade, you know, fortuitously went to a team that won a Super Bowl that year. But then he signs with Buffalo. Now he's here. Like, he has the luxury of being able to pick and choose where he wants to go. And he smartly picks a team with a quarterback.
For sure. And I think it says a lot about what they've built here. Offensively, Jaden has shown just absolute flashes of brilliance. But I do think you notice 17 not out there.
Yeah.
This is the annoying part of the conversation, but obviously, you know, you see the Courtland Sutton deal yesterday. That's a new data point that I am sure the Washington front office is pointing to.
Sure.
We all know they're not close. Where do you think things are? Where do you think they're going?
I think things are not close, and I think things have been in the same point they've been for months, which is unfortunate because, you know, you want to see him out there. You want to see players get, you know, what they're worth. But I don't think the situation is as black and white as so many people think. It's not just a pay Terry. You know, he has been a great ambassador for the team. He's a great player. But I don't think you can just ignore some of the obvious facts. I mean, he will be 30 by like week two or three, which means when a new deal kicks in, he'll be pretty much 31. And the data is not great for 31-year-old receivers over the years. It's just not. And you can say, I've been healthy my entire career. Well, yeah, well, so was Vaughn at that point, you know? And like, when it goes fast. So you can't base your value on something like that. So I think it's going to be difficult. And yeah, he believes he's in the top caliber of receivers. And there's 9 guys making $30 million a year. Cortland Sutton, drafted a year earlier, but he's only a month younger than Terry. You know, is Terry worth $10 million more a year? That could be a tough ask, you know. That would put him over the DK Metcalf right. contract. So
I wonder if it settles at, like, 28 and a half or something. And I think they want 30. I think 30 sounds like an important number.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
What I've always wanted, I just dislike the average annual value. I think it's just such a fake metric in the NFL because they're not fully guaranteed.
Right. Guarantees should
be the
driver.
So it's like a status symbol, and it's not real. Like, I would just get my guarantees up. I would take less than average annual value to get a higher guarantee.
That's what I felt. If the guarantee goes up, then you make a move.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that the player makes the has final say, not the agent.
Exactly. Especially as somebody's going into their 30s, get all you can guaranteed. That would be my focus. Like,
if you can get 55 guaranteed, that's really hard to turn down on a third contract.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got, 53 in this current deal? And what, Cortland got 41?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be...
Like, to me, that's where the driver is. And if that means it's 27 and you're able to maybe convert some guarantees this year, like, that to me is what you're trying to get to is north of that 50 number.
What's in your pocket?
Right. Like, I know I got 50
mil in the bank. I sign a contract right
now,
how much goes into my bank account?
Right. Right, exactly.
As this thing continues, do you think we get to the true road to nowhere of trade requests and not granting trade requests and you're under contract, or granting the trade requests, let somebody else do the negotiating for you? Like, do you think we're headed down that path?
Maybe. I feel like if he was going to demand a trade, he would have done it by now. I mean, why wait that long?
Right.
The unfortunate thing for Terry is he just doesn't have a ton of leverage at this point. You know, holding out cost him more than $800,000 in fines. He's basically holding in now to avoid those fines. But, you know, again, you're not going to hold out an entire season. Again, you're a 30-year-old receiver. It doesn't work. When has it worked for anybody, let alone a 30-year-old receiver, you know? So you can't miss a season voluntarily. But you want to be out there, you know? You want to get what you're worth. So he's in a tough place right now.
The human side of me wishes – I think pretty clearly the team is pretty dug in. I wish they would just relent a little bit to get to at least get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not a significant –
yeah.
You know what I mean? But just like some, like, hey, man, why don't we start talking at 27?
Yeah.
You know, just get.
Right.
And then if the other side remains at 35 or whatever some of these suggestions from Schefter are, then it's like, all right, like, we can't do that.
I mean, I saw the significantly more. I mean, that's so subjective. I don't know what that really means.
And he didn't report it, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I think.
I don't really know what that means. But we also don't know that the team hasn't done that. We've just, you know, we've heard from one side. We haven't heard from the other side. So it's hard to know, like, who's given what in this back and forth, you know?
For sure. What are you going to be looking for? This time next week, we are in New England. What are you going to be looking for up there?
If they do some padded work, I'm going to see the running backs again. I mean, I like looking at the corners. They're so used to going against their own offense for the first week. And that's when I always remember the Ravens joint practices when we started to see Emmanuel Forbes start to get exposed a little bit.
Yeah.
Might we see that with the secondary this time around? I think that's when you can kind of pick up on deficiencies.
I'm curious the other side of that coin of, you know, New England had a bad season last year, but they have some DBs. I know Gonzalez, you were right, B. Gonzalez missed practice today. But, like, I'll be very curious to see a guy with that kind of game against Washington's wideouts, not named Debo or Noah.
Yeah. Isn't that David Blau's nephew, by the way?
Who?
Christian Gonzalez is David Blau's nephew?
I think Christian Gonzalez's sister is David Blau's wife.
Wait. Christian Gonzalez's sister is David Blau's wife.
Correct.
That would make him his brother-in-law, not his nephew.
Brother-in-law, sorry, whatever. He just seems like a kid. Sorry, I wasn't thinking there, but yeah.
I didn't know that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Small world.
Small world.
Just go at it.
You brought up Blau. This is projecting far into the future now. Tell me if you agree with me. I think there's no hurry for it, but it's going to be hard to keep Cliff another year.
Yep.
I think Rye goes with Cliff to be his OC.
Yep.
I think Blau calls plays next year.
Where's Tavita?
Coaching Stanford.
Or
I could see that.
How about Brian?
Or Brian. Yeah, like.
I could see
if there's
Blau
a world
QBs,
where Tavita's at Stanford.
Yeah. I can see Blau as QBs.
Cincy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's Brian calling plays. Blau gets.
If somebody doesn't take Brian, but.
Right,
yeah.
Like. They're going to.
They're going to get gutted. If they have another good season, they're going to be gutted.
Like, it's one thing for everybody to stick around for one more, but the jobs Cliff was offered. If I'm Cliff, I'm not leaving unless the next team has a guy. I'm not leaving for.
Like, you have a guy, or it has to be one team in particular that I could see him going, matter what.
Cincinnati. Dallas?
Where is he from? Texas?
Texas.
There's only one team in Texas.
I don't think.
You want to coach for.
Knowing Cliff, who's a really reserved. I don't think he. And is
Cliff is so easy going and low key. He doesn't want to deal with that dude trying to dictate.
Why didn't Jerry call him this year then?
I just could see it.
To me, it's Cincy or Buffalo. Like, if Buffalo can't break through again, at some point they got to change something.
Yeah, Lil Red has to go.
But they're not changing Josh, and Cincy.
His offense would be fun with Josh.
Dude,
that'd be amazing.
What about him with Burrow, and Chase and Higgins?
If they get an offensive line,
sure. But like, I don't know. If I'm Cliff, I am chilling until. The job, the guy is there.
Well, that's as long as he's getting paid from Arizona. Once that's over with, then he got to take a move.
That's this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so next year he's gone.
Right. Like, it's
no
a lot.
Where is that? It don't have to be one of those two. He's gone. When that other guarantee leaves, you out.
Like, I wondered about L.A., but with Harbaugh there, you know, I don't think he has to run away from the NCAA.
I wouldn't overlook the money aspect, too. I think money talks, no matter. If they can say, it doesn't matter much, I want to be in the right situation. But if Jerry gives you a boatload of money, you're taking it.
Like, sure. Or, I mean, I love Raheem Morris, but what if Atlanta misses the playoffs again? Like, there's just, and this is supposed to be a good draft class. Like, there's a million factors, right?
Yep.
Like, say Tennessee and the least first overall pick talked about dude in history. Shows to be a baller, and they're like, all right, but we don't know that Callahan's the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think it could go a million directions.
I think he will be heavily sought after and will have his pick of the litter.
How's the new gig?
Good. We're all of 48 hours in.
What's old is new again?
Some back with the Athletic. It's been great.
So
I feel like my day-to-day is pretty much the same, honestly. It just changes.
You didn't even move chairs.
I did not even move chairs. That would be too much work. I'm not into that.
Debo Samuel took my chair the other day, and I just didn't say anything. I just let him
go. He should have challenged him.
Wow. You're already scared of Debo?
Yeah, check to him, dog.
It was a situational awareness, I think.
You read the room.
Yeah, you got to read the room. thank you. Where does everyone find you now?
Yeah. I'm at the Athletic.
Are you going to be doing national stuff, too? Because I saw your title seems pretty significant.
Senior. I think that just means I'm old.
If you're old, what am I?
I mean.
Hell, what's B?
I help out now and then.
I mean, I'm expensive.
It means I'm expensive. Yeah. I help out every now and then. And, you know, I think hopefully in a couple of years I'll be on national. That's the hope. But
big time.
As long as I don't screw up.
You won't screw up. You're very good at what you do. Nikki Jabala, everybody. Thank you for the time, Nick.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
That's our friend Nikki Jabala from The Athletic. Does a great job. Follow her. Watch her coverage. Read her coverage. Barstool Nate's going to join us at noon.